This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Dean, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Are you a homeophobe? That's the question. We got to qualify our audience, Super Don. We got to make sure everybody here is qualified to be here. And we make sure if there are any homeophobes that they be, you know, ushered out the side really quickly because they're not welcome.
That's very progressive of you. I'm impressed.
Isn't it? Yeah. You know, listen, we're into political correctness, and we can't have all these homeophobes hanging around the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's just upsetting to me. It's denigrating to my history, right? What are you saying, Robert? Yes, I'm coming out of the closet as a homeopath. That's right. For those of you who didn't know, homeopathic practitioner am I. That's all right. Okay. I admit it. But that doesn't mean you get to hate me just because I'm different than you allopaths. Does it? Is that appropriate? We got a lot of homeophobes out there. They're also known as septics or skeptics. Are there any other names we have for them that we're allowed to use? I mean, I don't mean to be reverse denigration, but yeah, it's deserving. Don't you think?
It is. Agreed. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So I don't know when that term, you say we've mentioned the term homeophobe, but I only saw it recently, like it was the first time I ever saw that. People who are, you know, afraid of homeopathy or hate it, you know, all they want to do is lash out against people who use it or believe in it, right? And there are people, not just skeptics, but I've encountered people in churches, claim to be good Christians, that thought homeopathy was of the devil. I'm not kidding. They have. They're like, oh, man, that stuff's witchcraft. I'm like, witchcraft? Do you understand that the doctors that you worship in church practice witchcraft? Pharmakia, pharmacokinetics, all of that is a root in what? Pharmacy, of course, but in sorcery. And, of course, when we look at the rate of death, if you believe in a culture of life, now, I get it, the skeptics could care less about your life, but I'm thinking good, God-fearing, church-going people, that if they have this belief that homeopathy is of the devil, that it's somehow witchcraft, I'm like asking them to look back, take a step back and look in the mirror and say, all right, the medicine that I believe is good and righteous is killing hundreds of thousands of people every year, the third leading cause of death, according to their own, you know, peer-reviewed literature, their own Bible, if you will. And in fact, the very first thing that they do to children born in America, if they're born in a hospital, is inject them for a sexually transmitted disease, hepatitis B. And you're telling me that homeopathy is something you got to be afraid of, right? Who has died from homeopathic medicine? Nobody. The only thing that can ever make, let's say, a semi-legitimate claim, and I call it semi because there's no way to prove it in retrospect. It's only a belief system once again. Somebody says, well, you went to a homeopath and you should have gone to a doctor and you died because you went to the wrong kind of doctor. But doesn't that happen every day, even if you go to the right doctor? You know, if you can point to Italy, a child that went to a homeopath for an earache and ended up in a very disastrous situation and died, do you then say homeopathy is dangerous, all homeopaths are bad, or do you say, wait a minute, What about all the kids that have been brought to the allopathic doctors that had an earache and also died, which dwarfs it in comparison in reality? I'm asking, step back and look at things in a harsh light, perhaps, that says, you know what, the things you grew up with, the things I grew up with, modern medicine, I revered and maybe worshipped because it was all I knew, really demonic in many ways. Allopathic medicine is the medicine of the devil. Yep, I said it, Super Don. What are you going to do? You going to run away? I know your day has been bad already. I didn't mean to throw that at you.
No, I survived it. Thank you right? for being concerned, yes.
Now, okay, why do I say that? Of course, it's a little facetious. Not totally, because when we look at the evil done through allopathic medicine, the iatrogenic death, the nosocomial infections caught in hospital settings, you go, all right, let's measure evil in terms of death induction. It's not even a close contest. Allopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine. It's not even on the same planet. You could look at naturopathic medicine. Other forms of holistic, herbal, eclectic medicine. And yes, you can point out that people die. That's the nature of nature. You come and you go. I believe we live well beyond these physical bodies. But the physical shell will perish at some point in time. That you can't stave off forever and ever and ever. It's not the way it was designed to happen. But there are attacks on homeopathic medicine as we talk about this. We're coming right out of the gate. Obviously, I didn't even say welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. But sometimes we just got to just dive right into the controversy. A very interesting article here at it's a European Union website. I don't think it's an EU official website, but .eu. It's in the European Union. And it says attacks against homeopathy. What are its opponents afraid of? Seriously. What is the fear if somebody uses a homeopathic remedy? I think I've only put out the only legitimate fear. It's only semi-legitimate because you can't really prove it in retrospect. But the only legitimate, you go, hey, that guy, you know, he broke his leg and the bone was sticking out. He went to a homeopath who gave him arnica. Well, that's not horrible, but it's not going to necessarily fix the bone that you might need, yet in this case, to see an allopath, to put it back in place, whatever surgical procedure might help in that regard. But, you know, if that's your strongest argument, you've chosen wrong, isn't that on the person who chooses? Well, you know, for a guy that's a promoter of self-responsibility, self-determination, doesn't want the government or any dictators to tell me how to live my life or how to live my life for my kids, I'm going to go, yeah, no, I will defer to the individual who makes the choice, the freedom to make the choice. And if they screw up, it's on them. They're like, oh, Robert, you're harsh and cruel. You're probably one of those libertarian people, right? You don't care about anybody. No, I care more about you, that you have the capacity to care for yourself and make choices for you. I'm not the guy that gets to, I don't want to choose for you. I want to give you all the information you can have access to and let you make your own decisions. The people who are authoritarian, whether it be on the left or the right, they want to live your life for you. Now, some would say on the left, they want to live your life, for you in terms of, you know, making sure you get as many abortions as you want. That's an extreme example. Well, there are people out there that are like that. And then there are others on the so-called right that'll say, I don't want you using cannabis, and I will use the power of government to stop you. So you have extremes on both sides. But in the case of the attack against homeopathy, who is really on the side that says, I don't want anybody to have the ability to even choose homeopathy? And why would they do that? I mean, is homeopathy even close in terms of the economic impact? The sales, the millions or billions or hundreds of millions of sales, it's dwarfed by the hundreds of billions to maybe measured in trillions now of the pharmaceutical market. It's not even a close contest. So what could be the argument except that you're an authoritarian? You don't believe in the freedom to choose and take the consequences of your choices. If you don't believe that homeopathy is a viable system, there is no explanation that 230 some odd or 220 some odd years later, homeopathy has been around since the 1790s when Dr. Samuel Hahnemann developed the system, because he was so disgusted with what he eventually called the allopaths, those who always fought against with drugs, toxic poisons, mercury, bloodletting. He said, I can't do this. It's killing my patients faster than the disease is killing them. I don't want to do that. And it's very similar today, except with more high tech, more PR, more propaganda behind modern medicine in this case. So 220 some odd years later, if homeopathy didn't work, let's just say it just sucked and it never worked. It's 100% placebo. You believe it. You explain to me how the World Health Organization has it listed as like the number two system of choice around the world that is being utilized as a system of medicine for people around the world. All over planet Earth, that's right. Is it because we have bigger budgets to advertise? Do we own the FDA and the CDC and the WHO to kind of propagandize and support governments, emerging governments, third world governments, to mandate that they only allow homeopathy in and eliminate all allopathic medicine? Not just the opposite. How is it possible that homeopathy has stood the test of 220 or so years? It hasn't had curried the favor very often in government except for Senator Copeland. This might be a book that I'll have on my list to add to the list today because I have a question on that, Copeland's cure. But for the most part, homeopathy has been the stepchild in a modern intellectual era of allopathic advancement. Where they said, well, you know, you can leave that behind. And I'll be honest with you, even homeopaths in the early part of the 20th century left homeopathy behind when they saw this aspirin come out, the sulfa drugs, and then the antibiotics, the penicillins. It was like, my gosh, this stuff works instantly. Well, let's do that. And of course, it was very short-sighted because they may not have realized at the time the downside, the consequences of relying on suppression medicine. Real homeopaths do not suppress disease. They express it. They allow the body to express it because they know it's the body's attempts to restore normalcy, health, vitality, the vital force. So call it crazy, skeptics. I don't mind. But you step over the line when you use the power and force of government to do your bidding to prohibit me or any one of you out there watching or listening to choose a path that is different from their path. And this does get into a religious argument. If you believe in religious liberty, you must believe in it for everyone, right? Because if you can't have it, no one else can. If they can't have it, you can't have it. If you want freedom, that's a different argument. But it's the only argument, ultimately. Whether homeopathy works or not, whether it's been proven or not, and I perceive and believe that it has, there's certainly peer-reviewed literature, but I'm not even relying on that. My own story is being told. My own life is my story, and it's told me that homeopathy saved my life and the life of my wife and many others. That doesn't mean allopathic medicine doesn't have a place either. But read this article. It goes into the history. I didn't even touch on it because I just had my own angle on it that I had to bring out to you today. In India, allopathic medicine, homeopathic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, they exist side by side by side. Government takes no sides, for the most part. Doing just fine. Freedom to heal. This is what the Robert Scott Bell Show is all about.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Hey, really quick, bring that Lynyrd Skynyrd down, 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 fast, because YouTube's going to ban us. Oh, thank you. John, he's so good.
Hey, nice.
You know, it's the thing. Now I know if we play Skynyrd or if we play Yes, that YouTube goes, you're not allowed. They'll ban it, and then you'll have to re-up the YouTube video.
This will be a good test because I think that was probably like 3, maybe 4 seconds.
I'm hoping that's John is amazing. He just like reacted, and that's not normally the way. Obviously,
such a professional.
Yeah, but you know, normally you like to fade out quietly, so that doesn't reflect poorly on John. That was my request. because it's just too much work to reload it.
Yeah. What we'll do, until we get those replaced, I'm going to send you like a censor beep, right?
Okay.
And it's like as soon as Lynyrd Skynyrd starts to play, you can just play the censor beep, right?
You know, and it's so unfortunate because it's like my favorite bumper is Skynyrd, honestly. And
YouTube.
Yeah, I know. It's just weird how the copyrights work there. Anyway, we're off track here. Let's... You know what? We've got some natural substances people are taking, and you know the Fear and Death Administration is really concerned. So you can be sure that when it's natural and we say it's safe, they're going to be on the job.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Hooray! The FDA is on the job! And they are claiming now that they found traces of heavy metals. Ooh! Did they finally test organic food like the health ranger has to say, hey, it could be organic, but they didn't test for heavy metals? No, apparently not. They can't prove that this substance from Asia is dangerous, and they're trying to ban it, desperately trying to ban it. So finally they decide to do it. Let's do some heavy metal testing. Where have you been, FDA? And they said there are heavy metals in some Kratom products. Kratom products, yeah. No, they actually tested Kratom for heavy metals? Why? Why won't they test all the other things out there for heavy metals? And where is their concern for heavy metals in vaccinations? It's still in there. Just as Dr. Batar mentioned yesterday, there's still mercury in them. There are vaccines. Even the mercury-free ones. Yes, there is. There's aluminum, heavy metals. But no, they're going to test Kratom. Because we're desperately, as the FDA, trying to ban Kratom. Because, my gosh, it's putting a dent in the opioid crisis. And it's embarrassing us all. So they said they found high levels of heavy metals such as lead and nickel in some Kratom products. Boy, the FDA wasn't too concerned about the lead in the water in Flint, Michigan, or anywhere else, but in some Kratom products following some field investigations. Now, this isn't us going, oh, yay, hooray, heavy metals are in Kratom. No, that's not the point of this. But it's absurd that they suddenly, oh, let's test Kratom. Because we can't find a way to ban them. If we can get the Congress against Kratom, I know, we'll test them and we'll find heavy metals. Now, let's see. Did they find them in a lot of things? Did they find them in enough that if you took one dose, you're going to die? No. No, not at all. In fact, they admit that, you know, even if you use this, not going to hurt you. But if you use it every day for the rest of your life, that could be a problem. Hey, how about all the heavy metals and the many other products that you're not testing, FDA? How about all those vaccine shots?
They're not trying to ban those products.
Oh, that's right.
That's the difference.
So if they're trying to ban you, they will find every angle and any angle they can that they should be on the job doing for everything. But no, they're just, hey, you know, we can't find anything wrong with Kratom. We like this. It's not working. The American Kratom Association has provided the science to show it is not a dangerous opioid. It doesn't stop breathing like real opioids do if you overdose. So, again, the FDA on the job working to protect the market for pharmaceutical drugs, including the maker of one of the opioids. Was it Purdue Pharma coming out with a new drug that supposedly will be used to treat opioid addiction? We covered that before. How's that? And the FDA goes, yeah, sure, you can do that. Nothing.
It's a crazy situation, you know. And here's the thing. This is just, they are loading up. I mean, if you notice, they come out with a Kratom warning of some sort. Mm-hmm. About once, well, I'd say maybe like once a month, month and a half or so.
The PR propaganda campaign.
They're just racking up one thing after another so they can have this long list of things. See, look, how can we allow this to be on the market? It's unfortunate, but I have a feeling they're going to figure out a way to get rid of Kratom. I mean,
they're trying.
Inevitable.
We're going to keep pushing back, and folks, our friends at the Healthy Buddha in Mount Dora, they're a good quality supplier. I've utilized theirs. I've had my kids utilize theirs, like my son coming out of a dental extraction didn't have to rely on any allopathic pharmaceutical pain-killing drug. How about that? Avoiding pharmakia, avoiding sorcery here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, using homeopathy and Kratom, too.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
The White House was asked about the use of tear gas against migrants trying to enter the United States illegally from Mexico. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders insists that law enforcement officials have used appropriate non-lethal force when necessary, and the White House regrets the fact that some children may have been affected by the tear gas.
The White House would never want children to be in harm's way in any capacity whatsoever. However, that is why we are continuing to encourage people to follow the law and go to ports of entry.
President Trump is threatening to cancel any upcoming meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the recent clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president's waiting for a full report on the incident in which Russia seized several Ukrainian ships in the Black Sea. And your final numbers on Wall Street for Tuesday, the Dow was up 108 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this is one of those segments where it's kind of a little bit of a loose free-for-all. Loosey-goosey. Can they say that? Loosey-goosey? Does that mean anything bad? That's not like sorcery if I say
that's
loosey-goosey.
That's not like dog squeeze or anything. No.
Yeah, that's bad, right? You almost had that kind of day, though, didn't you?
I kind of did, yeah. But you know what? It got better.
So your grandkid poops in the bath, and your daughter leaves the phone in there. The grandkid gets out, grabs the phone, brings it into the bath. Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you kind of got a little bit mixed up, but
sequencing is off.
That's okay. Yeah, but I had an accident and had to get in the tub. I mean, if you really want to know, all right. It started off with earlier My wife needed to go and use the car, but the tire was a little low. So I went to the gas station to put some air in the tire.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm sitting there putting air in the tire, suddenly the tire explodes.
Yeah.
And so now...
You thinking there's gunshot, right?
Yeah, no. I mean, it just blew right out the sidewall of the inside of the tire. And so I go to pull the van in to, you know, get it out of the way. And as I'm backing it in, it actually takes the tire off of the rim.
Wow.
So I'm now my car is on the rim.
Don't want to ride on the rim.
I called my son, who's an adult, because, you know, that's what kids are for, right? You know, hey, I need to replace the tire, right?
Yeah.
So he comes over, and they puts the tire on. We figure out how to get that on there. And then my daughter comes over with the grandson. The grandson has an accident, so he needs to get in the bathtub. And my daughter,
gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, so then my daughter forgets her phone is in the bathroom, and my grandson gets out of the tub and sees the phone and goes, ooh, it's a bath toy, and then gets in the bathtub with the phone. And
Now you got to put that phone in like a bag of rice or a sock of rice.
It's in the rice. Out. Yep, it went straight into the rice, and we'll check on it tomorrow.
Yeah, don't microwave it. Whatever you do, don't microwave the phone when it's in the rice bag. So
that's right.
Just to say it. And so this is one of those days where you're like, maybe I shouldn't have got out of bed.
If there was a reset button, I would have hit it for the day, but they don't have
anything. We've all been there. We've all had those days. So this is not me delaying. It's just like I said, this is what loosey-goosey means. I've got things that I got to do, things that I don't have to do. And right now, I guess we ought to do is respond to those who have asked us questions.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, I scratched my head on this first question, Super Don. It's from Ula. She says, how can one treat a scalp/skin problem, dandruff, potential psoriasis, asking for a friend? And by the way, we have validated it is for a friend in this case.
All right.
Okay. Coconut oil rubbed every day for the last 3 months doesn't work. Well, I'll give that friend of yours points for persistence. I mean, I think after the first month, you'd be going, you know, I don't think this is the issue, right? 3 months in, well, I think the coconut oil is not the solution here. Now, the thing is, they're going to have shinier and healthier hair, but if the scalp is still dry, there's something else going on. Ula claims her friend is eating a healthy organic diet. Can I check with your kids if that's the truth, or your husband? Is he there to verify that? Because a lot of people say it. Oh, yeah, tell Robert I'm eating all organic. Okay, let's assume that is the case. What is going on here? Now, in terms of skin, hair, and nails, connective tissue, all of that, we look at minerals and mineral deficiency. So my first question to Ula would be, is your friend taking the alpha-silica, right? Because that's a no-brainer. If you're not addressing a potential mineral deficiency here, you know, what are we doing, right? Now, if there is an issue of mercury toxicity, that can manifest in any number of ways, including skin conditions. There's no limit to what mercury burden in the body can do. And some people, it manifests in the skin. Some people, it manifests in the nervous system. Some people, it manifests skeletally or cardiovascularly. So it's all different. Everybody may have similar triggers, but it means or manifests differently. That's our, you know, our own body constitution or body type, strengths, weaknesses, predispositions, miasms. And there are miasmic conditions, inherited predispositions in homeopathy. We talk about a few different ones. That gets into some high-level homeopathy. I think I'll bore you to tears going into that. But what I will say is my first order of business homeopathically is to give a dose of Bryonia alba. Bryonia is the common wild hops, and it is utilized because it is a liver polycrest. And there is a liver-skin connection, as there is a liver-everything connection. We talk about liver, but we also talk about the gut. And a lot of times we'll overemphasize gut and forget, oh, liver, right? But it's all connected. Liver, main organ for detoxification. If your body is not able to remove via the liver the things out through the colon or even through the kidneys, then the skin becomes the largest organ of elimination, which it is already, but it's not overly used for certain things when it's not necessary. So it could be a compensatory issue within the body. If there's liver congestion, that could mean selenium deficiencies as well, and chromium deficiencies, because both of those work with the liver. But the homeopathic Bryonia. Now, if you go back to the origins of homeopathy, it stop me if I'm boring you. And Super Don, you're going to be my key here, because I get nervous, because remember, the one show I did years ago that my wife said
something?
That was...
What?
Yeah, exactly. The one show, I mean, because all of my shows are awesome and engaging and entertaining and enlightening, right? But one show I did on homeopathy My wife said, no, that was a, don't ever do that again. That was horrible. I'm like, so I'm gun shy when it comes to homeopathic shows. But I will continue on. If you allow me, you break in any moment, Super Don. So in the years past, if you go back to the Hahnemanian years, the early years of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann, he was seeing the German peasants. These were the boys and girls and the moms and dads that were living a hard life. They were growing food. They were eating the food as it was grown. It was all organic. And these were the simple peasants. It wasn't easy, but boy, they were stout and tough Germans. So that when they got sick, it was an acute disease. An acute disease. And so when we found skin conditions of that era, we homeopaths could give you a remedy known as sulfur. Homeopathic sulfur. Even if you're allergic to sulfur and sulfa drugs, you could still take homeopathic sulfur, okay? And in that case, it would eliminate the skin conditions almost immediately. But if you try sulfur today, and it might match up symptomatically to what's written about in one of the books I'll recommend in a while, and it won't work because there's a lot more complexity to the diseases of toxicity that sulfur, which acts like a centrifuge, throwing things out of the body, it's much more complicated than that. That's why I go Bryonia alba, chelidonium, celandine plant, homeopathically, liver polycrest, nux vomica, really targeting internally detoxification pathways before addressing the external environment. Okay? Now, what could we do? If there's an infection, if there are bumps, there are pus-like infections, could be hypersulfur. If it's psoriasis, we've talked about liver, 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 intestines, intestines, intestines. All of those things are critically important. But there are other homeopathic remedies like graphites, mesurium. There are a number of skin formulas that Dr. King has that are called eczema or just skin condition formulas, and that will address multiple remedies, but always, always, always pair them with something that addresses the liver. And then you will see the skin manifestations clear up. Again, silicon or silica, the key mineral there. If there is something that is rapidly altering the hair manifestation, you know, that's fast producing cells, I go to heavy metals typically, and mercury is number one on the list. So, again, this is not a comprehensive thing. Other fats could be beneficial, just not just coconut oil. But you can utilize topically, locally, the silver hydrosol or the silver gel to heal tissue. But in terms of moisturization, I don't know. Coconut oil is pretty good, even if it's not curing the true underlying cause. So, Ula, get back to me if I've missed something here, and then we'll follow up. All right, Super Don, is everybody asleep or is anybody still with me?
I think we're okay. I think we're okay. I think, yes. I think, now, do we dare try and do another question of the day?
Yeah, let's try. I think we've got a few minutes.
Okay.
But I think I'll be more exciting about this one. This is from Corey.
All right.
Corey, what would be your top five or even top 10 books to read?
Wow. Now, this is a first time, I think, for this question.
You know, this was like, this is a hard one. I'm like, I didn't want to do this, and I sort of don't want to do it, because anything I say, it's going to be okay, but there's always going to be, I'm going to go, oh, man, I left that off the list. I left that. So this is a preliminary list. This is like not a lot of detailed thought went into this.
Are you going top five or top 10?
No, I'm just going to do five. Just going to do five right now.
All right.
And again, this is not an exhaustive list. And there, another, ask me another day and my top five list might change. Not totally, but some of the books might change. Number one on the list. You see that? Official Stories by my good friend, dearly departed Liam Schaff. Why? Now, the question is begged to be asked. You know, somebody asked me top five books, and it could be, you know, people say, well, why didn't you say the Bible, right? And I'm like, okay, I'm talking about health and healing and you know, specific to the things we do on this show. And we talk about Official Stories, breaking through Official Stories. And, yes, there's health and healing information in this book, Official Stories by Liam Schaff. But it's one of those things to help you see through the lies that are here to deceive you, to keep you controlled, to keep you enslaved. And I think that's why that's so high on the list. And again, I'm not giving you a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but this is of the top 5. Let me see what else I might have written down here on this. Of course, I have to be it's not deprecating, but self-aggrandizing and say, I would like you to read Unlock the Power to Heal by me and TMB. And I will give props to the folks that helped contribute to that, including Paul Barrettero, including Chris, not a doc. He helped me to get that information in on selenium and chromium, silica, and some other things. And God bless Chris, because, you know, not everybody knows Chris, and I want everybody to know about Not a Doc. So it's in there, too. A third on the list is an interesting one. It's probably something nobody has read, but I wish people would, because when a lot of the knowledge that I have about the history of medicine in America comes from Divided Legacy. It's a series of books bigger than this room. I mean, they're not that big, but they're really big. You can work out with them and get big like Ty Bollinger. And Divided Legacy is like the replacement for all of the lies and deceit and the omissions, purposeful omissions about the medical history of America. Homeopathy, allopathy, all of that in between, naturopathy, all the things that went on behind the scenes that nobody seems to know about. Obviously, the Flexner Report is discussed. We talk about that in Unlock the Power to Heal. So that would be an important book, but not likely any of you are going to pick that up because it's so big and so daunting and intimidating. But I would highly recommend that you do that. I will mention Dr. Batar's book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, because it's there are stories in there that are enriching. You can read it and reread it, and the principles are sound. How you get there, that's up to you. But the concepts of the different toxicities, including spiritual toxicity, it embraces so much, and that is a healing book that also keeps on giving. So I'm up to 4. 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Gosh, what would I do as the 5th? You know what? I'm going to say this. Can you talk for a moment? Seriously, just for 10 seconds or less. I'm going to grab it.
Okay. All right. Well, actually, we've run out of time here almost. Can he make it back before the end of the segment? I don't know. What is
he doing?
All
right, here he is.
Here he is.
All
okay.
Right. 5th book on the list. This is today. The list could change tomorrow. You can't even read it. It's the Boric Materia Medica. I know. People are like, what? Really? Yes. If you want to learn about homeopathic remedies and start studying on your own, pick up a Borky. It's the easier one of all of them to read. I mean, it's not ABC level first grade, but that's what I would do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! SpongeBob SquarePants! Ha 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 ha!
All right, we send a bon voyage to the developer, the creator of SpongeBob SquarePants, Steven Hillenburg, today. He died, they're saying, of ALS, or complications associated with Lou Gehrig's disease, again, another neurological degeneration disease, at the age of 57, Super Don. 57.
Yeah. Kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
Well, it, you know, this is what I've been saying, too, of collapsing time and space in terms of longevity. We are seeing, again, these diseases that used to be rare or very elderly diseases now creeping younger and younger and younger, particularly neurological degradation diseases. And, you know, I'm not happy to see the guy that developed SpongeBob. I mean, that's a very creative program. My kids, you know, grew up on it. I would like to use more sound effects from SpongeBob because there's a lot of funny ones over the years.
Still do. I mean, I got grandkids now, right? And so, still yeah, I mean, it was just the other day I was watching the movie, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie. So that's too bad.
Yeah. But 57 years old, no, nobody should be dying of neurological degradation diseases ever. But, of course, we've got a nation in love with heavy metal injections given to our kids, given to pregnant women, given to elders, and, of course, not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but that's still going on out there. Hey, I think we got a new thing. Some people ask us to say, hey, can you say hi to my kids? Give me a shout-out. Can you give this person a shout-out? They've done good work. So, I think we should try it, and I'm a little nervous here.
Just press play!
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hand up.
Brand spanking new, hot off the presses, Super Don, another great lead-in. It's time for a shout-out on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and Super Don, I'm going to let you lead this one all the way to the out.
We got a message from a loyal listener, and we've actually had her on the show as a guest a few times, Michelle Cotterman with Health Freedom Ohio, right?
She's awesome.
And here's what she said. This is good news. She said, would really love a shout-out to Ohio Senate District 3 tonight for successfully unseating the sponsor of HB 559, Ann Gonzalez. Now, here's the reason why this is a significant and an important shout-out. Ann Gonzalez was supporting legislation that would put a medical mafia third-party signature between us and our reason of conscience, including religious exemptions, and this would be with vaccinations. She said the VRA community came out in tremendous support of her opponent, Tina
Maharath,
and she won. So basically, it looks like potentially
here we get some... Ohio.
That's right. Health Freedom gained some ground in Ohio.
And the thing is, she's a Democrat, so people say, you hate Democrats. No, you know, listen. I know. We're all about the issues and the per people, right? You know, where do they stand? Not so much party affiliation. Although, by and large, we've seen the leftist Democrats be the opposite of what they're saying Tina is, that are really promoting, you know, a vaccine agenda without exemption. And apparently this Tina is not that way, so... we'll keep an eye on her, Michelle, right? You let us know if she strays, and we'll call her out in a different kind of shout-out. Because this was sort of a positive shout-out, Super Don. What if there's like a negative shout-out, a shout-down? How would we call that?
Usually, the way I understand it anyway, a shout-out is not something that really is negative. So
right.
I think we're going to be okay on that.
Okay. Well,
I anticipate. If not, I guess we'll figure out as we go. But
by the way, if you want to prevent neurological degeneration diseases, you got to heal your gut, heal your liver. I'll talk about that and many other things at Abby's Health and Nutrition this Thursday coming up two nights from night. It's amazing. If you're watching live, we'll be at Abby's in Tampa, Florida. And then we'll be live Friday night in Orlando or Kissimmee, basically at the Gaylord Palms Hotel. And we'll be outside the hallway where they're setting up to do a CBD lecture with CB Sciences. So even if you're not part of the SENPA conference, I don't think they'll stop you from coming in the hallways because everybody's coming there for the ice they do every year where they do all these ice carvings and tents that you can walk through and slide down. So if you want to come to see me this Friday as well in Orlando, that'll be at the Gaylord Palms. So I'll let you know details where it'll be. Probably tomorrow or Thursday for sure we'll confirm it. All right, folks, that's it for hour one. Hour two, we got Morley Robbins. We'll talk about the dangers of Tylenol. Reggie Bush asked questions about vaccines, and he got tatered. We'll untater him after the break. Power to Heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.